What you do now, instead of having cassettes, is you have cartridges that you order from NLS or Perkins, the same way as you did before. But then also there's a USB port, so you can stick a thumb drive or something like that in it for books that you download. While I'm talking, I'm going to pass around one of the little cartridge boxes. It's plastic. It feels the same as the cassette boxes, only it's thinner. It's got those little sort of tabs. One thing that makes it very user-friendly, well, there are very few controls. I'll just go through some of the controls. On the face of it, you know, like, or the top of it, like a cassette, at the bottom you have a row. On the left is a left arrow for rewind. In the middle is a big square button, which is play stop. And on the right is a right arrow, and that's for fast-forwarding. There's also Braille with that. R for rewind, etc., and so on. The row just above that on the left is a little round button, which is the power on and power off. In the middle is sort of cute, a half moon, and that's the sleep button, which I think is a really neat thing. You can set it when you're going to bed to automatically turn off at 15, 30 minutes, or an hour. And for those of you who always fall asleep in the middle of your cassettes, etc., you know how important that is, and it's a really nice little function. And then to the right end of that is an up-down arrow for volume. Slightly above that is just sort of like a line across that's sort of about halfway up. And in the middle above that is a round speaker. To the left of that's an up-down arrow for tone, you know, bass, treble type stuff. And then to the right of the speaker is an up-down arrow for play speed. And that's it in terms of playing. The back side of it is where the power cord is folded into. The front side of it is where you stick the cartridge in. There's nothing on the left side. And then on the right side, you have a USB port where you put in your thumb drive and a headphone jack. And that's it. Now, if you don't have either a thumb drive or a cartridge in, and I'm going to take the cartridge out now, when you turn it on, it goes sort of into default into just key describe mode. So I'm just going to turn that on, and we can listen to the description of a couple of keys, and you can hear the sound quality, which is very good.
Player on, volume up. To increase the volume by one step, press the volume up button. There are 15 volume steps.
Okay, and I'll just hit a couple of these buttons, and that's all.
Sleep. Pressing the sleep button once will play 15 minutes of the book, and then stop the machine. Pressing the sleep button twice will play the book for 30 minutes, three times for 45 minutes, and four times for 60 minutes before stopping playback.
Now, I'll press also either the fast-forward or the rewind. One thing that's like a million times better than the cassettes is that the fast-forward and the rewind, you hit it once, it goes a certain amount. You hit it twice, it goes another amount, etc., and so on, and then it will hop to chapters. So it's much more navigable than with the cassettes. And rather than explain it, I'll just hit the button.
Fast-forward. Press this fast-forward button once to move forward 5 seconds in the book. Press and hold this fast-forward button to move further forward in the book. The longer you hold the button down, the more quickly you will move forward. The player will tell you how far the reading position has moved. If you hold down the fast-forward button for 10 seconds, you will advance 15 minutes in the book. If you hold down the fast-forward button longer than 10 seconds, the reading position will continue moving, progressively faster, to the next chapter, where it will then move from chapter to chapter. You will hear a beep at the start of each chapter. If you hold down the fast-forward button long enough, you will reach the end of the book. When you release the fast-forward button after moving to a different chapter, the player will announce the name of that chapter and play from its beginning. If the player was stopped prior to pressing the fast-forward button, you will need to press the play button to hear the book.
And the rewind button would be the exact same thing, only in the opposite direction. I'll just stick in the cartridge. I'm going to turn the power off.
Power. Battery charge remaining. 24 hours. Battery powered. Press this power button. Player off.
I'm actually going to turn it off. Now I'll put the cartridge in, and every time you turn the machine on, you're going to hear the same things. You're going to hear, I can't remember exactly what order you'll hear it in, but you'll hear the name of the book. You'll hear where you are in the book, like chapter 31 or something like that. You'll hear how much time is remaining in the book, 4 hours, 38 minutes, or whatever it might be, and you'll hear how many hours are left in the battery. If it's not plugged into the wall. And whenever I've recharged it, it will start by saying over 29 hours, and then it will gradually go down to 0 hours. And I don't know if that number of hours is really quite correct, but it is a huge amount of battery time. If you remember with the cassettes, you had like 5 or 6 hours, because of course this isn't running a motor or anything like that, so it's longer. So I'll just turn it on and you can hear what it says every time you start a new book.
Player on.
The Victorians.
Current position.
Turn it.
41.
I'll slow it down.
Speed down.
Utopia. The decline of the aristocracy.
Time remaining. 4. Hours. 26. Minutes. Battery charge remaining. 23. Hours.
The fourth son of a Dundee merchant and jute spinner
do
was himself a banker.
Speed just to see how
he would
slow
rise to be chancellor.
Speed down.
Of the exchange.
Speed down. Normal.
Kerr and home secretary.
When it's at the normal speed, it will beep like it just did.
Speed down.
Salisbury, who did nothing to prevent it going through.
And let me speed it up real luck.
Speed up.
Salisbury is where crocodile tears. In the end, selfishness and greed overcame the attractive Anglican pessimism in this mixture of a man. The most important fact about the Cecils and the other great aristocrats was, after all, that they were richer than...
Speed down.
Anyone else?
And really, that's all I have to say about it. Again, with the cartridges, you order from Perkins, like before. During the pilot period, if you've got one of these machines, you may be a little bit disappointed because the number of available cartridges right now are very small, 150, 200, not very many. And I asked James Gleason why that's so, and he said, well, it's just the pilot period. Right now, they're just concentrating on seeing how the machines go. But once they go to the full-blown period, which is supposed to be in the fall, then there'll be quite a few more cartridges. But of course, if you use the USB port with a thumb drive, you can access the NLS books like people do already with your Victor streams, accessing them the same way.
How does that actually work, David?
Well, you download them onto your hard drive mm-hmm. the same way. You don't have the flexibility. You'll take a book, you'll have it on your hard drive, then you'll copy the book onto your thumb drive. You stick your thumb drive into the side of this machine. There's no sort of computer memory or anything like that, so your thumb drive has to stay in the side of the machine. There's not a whole lot of navigability. You could stick 5 books on your thumb drive if there were room for it, but it only starts at the beginning. You can't leap ahead.
Actually, you can't put more than one book on a thumb drive. It won't let you do it. One book is all you get, and it better be in the root directory of the thumb drive, because if it's not, it won't even play it. Yeah. That's the official word from the library. I asked them about that.
Clearly, you don't have the flexibility that you have with a stream. Well, one thing I'll say that's also really nice about this is that you stick a cartridge in, you're at a certain place, you take the cartridge out, you throw it up in the air 5-10 times or whatever, you stick it back in, it comes back to the same place.
That is cool.
David, as does your thumb drive.
David, how have you found, because the problem that we've noticed is that, for at least with our machine, for 15 minutes the sleep timer works fine, but anything beyond 15 minutes, it doesn't seem to shut off. And you wake up at 8 hours later, you're 8 hours.
Well, I tend to fall asleep in the 15 minutes, so I'm not the best person, but I think I did set it for 30 minutes and it went off. What I have is the basic machine, and 80% of the machines are this basic machine. There's another 20% that's more sophisticated. I don't know exactly what it can do. It can bookmark and maybe do some other things. Those are sort of on reserve for like students, people who really need them, or I guess people who really ask for them. I didn't ask for one, but maybe I might sometime if they're really nifty or something like that.
That's mostly what you can do with it, David. It's just the bookmark ability.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the bookmark. It also has the feature to go forward and backwards from the bookmarks, also by chapter, phrase, similar to the Daisy.
Mm-hmm. Player off.
Place markings in it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you have a reason for needing the more advanced features, what Kim had said was to contact her and give that reason, mm-hmm. and you might be able to have that more advanced player, typically for students mm-hmm. or someone in mm-hmm. academic or...
It's very nicely tactile and so on, and I like I said, it took about 5 minutes to figure the thing out. So it's very, very user-friendly. And again, if you think in terms of the client base, you know, maybe number of people who can't use computers and the like, it's really a great advance over the cassette player. But, you know, it isn't the Victor stream, that's for sure.
I understand that the library machine will play MP3s if you want it to.
Yeah. I know there's a limited availability, right? There's not that many in circulation. What do you have to do as far as qualifying? Because I know there's a lot more library patrons as there are players to go around. You know, who gets them, who doesn't?
The pilot program they handed them out in May. So if you didn't get on the list for the pilot, you're not going to, because that ends sometime in August, September. So the full rollout will be sometime later in the year. And, of course, anybody who is already part of the Perkins Library qualifies for that.
Do you know how they pick people as far as, like, people on the list who...
I got on the list, like, a year ago somehow and can't even remember how I got on it. So I don't know exactly how it happened that I got it. Some people wanted to be on the list and they didn't make it. I think maybe they had some types of criteria for
different types of people they want to test out, but I
don't know. I'm not official.
Kim had said one criteria was if you did not have a Victor stream.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
If you don't have Victor stream, what other options do you have?
Well, you could still get this, but in order of who would get it first, I think veterans was first. Second
that's
was
right.
those who did not have a Victor stream yet.
I heard that it was the veterans, students, children, students that are patrons of the library, and then people who didn't have a Victor stream.
Also, people who are over 100.
Yes,
they
were
next crack.
Too. Yeah.
I had access to a simple machine, and I did try playing books from the thumb drive, and I did try playing MP3s. It does play MP3s, but I had several books on the thumb drive, and I wasn't sure what the problem was, and that may have been it. But it would appear to play a book, but then it would just start going through the chapter titles and saying note 1, note 2, note 3, note 4, note 5, and then get to the end of the book, and you really couldn't play it. I hadn't gotten any cartridges, so I thought maybe it was a key issue. I assumed the problem was that there were several books on the drive, and that may have been what caused it. Is that
I've put just one book on, and it works fine. It works just as smoothly as with the cartridge. And as Steve said, if it's in a file folder, it won't get to it. So
yeah.
It has to be in the root drive. And it can be, it can be on a thumb drive where you've got all sorts of other files, too. You don't have to just devote drive to that.
But you can only put one book on a thumb drive, Don. You can't put more than one because it just simply ignores it. That is definitely the deal there. It's not a question of keys. It's not anything else. It's simply the fact that you cannot have more than one book on a thumb drive. And I got that straight from Kim Charlson, actually. So that's the official word.
But it actually did find more than one book, and it didn't even find the stream folder. It just wouldn't play the problem, so I guess it overdid all of that. And it also found the MP3s music folder and the podcast folders. It does have the capabilities, but...
You can play MP3s, and it can play a book, but you also better not have the book and the MP3s on the same thumb drive at the same time, because it will start on what it wants to start with. If you've got 50 songs, then that's okay, but if you want to read your book and it isn't letting you get to it, then that's a problem. Again, it's not as portable as a Victor Stream, but it's definitely less clunkier than the maybe about 2.5-3 inches high by about 6 inches wide by about 9 or 10 inches long, something like that.
I think it's about
by about the size of a 400-page book. So
it's about the same size as the Can-Do players.
Does anybody know if somebody is coming out with something more affordable? Speaking of the cassettes, we used to have the Walkman, which you can buy for $70 or $80 or something like that.
The prices are going in the other direction. Two new models are coming out this year. They're expected to be about $369 and $399. It's going up, not down.
The problem with it is, Maria, that it's a specialized format. The cassette machines, a lot of the reason for the cheap cassette machines was that people could take regular cassette machines and modify them. With this, it's not going to be so easy to modify. You don't have anything to modify.
I tend
to think that won't happen.
David, thank you very, very much.